12, going to 17 tomorrow with a mix of sun and cloud, even warmer through the weekend. Right now, actually 6 degrees in Ottawa.
And Jim Bray, our live 88.5 car crasher, he does audio auto reviews for us. You can find his written text at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. And Jim, tell us about this Lexus CT200H hybrid.
You know, this is their new entry-level car. It's kind of a little wagon. Looks kind of like a Toyota Matrix that somebody's dropped a very heavy weight onto. So it's kind of lower and more squat-looking.
Right.
And, you know, the TV commercials are showing it driving up the sides of buildings and things like that. And they're calling it the darker side of green.
Right.
Like it's a little hybrid that's really sporty. It's just going to peel your skin off your face when you step on the gas pedal.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's all hype.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. You know, if... if it weren't a hybrid,
uh-huh,
this could be a really nice little car. I mean, it's a 1.8-liter four-cylinder engine, 134 horsepower, which isn't much.
Right.
But the problem with it is that between the hybrid technology and the continuously variable transmission, it sucks all of the fun out of it. And that's a shame because if it weren't for that, if it had just a decent little four-cylinder engine, maybe a 5 or 6-speed manual transmission or a decent automatic with some paddle shifters,
right,
you could have a lot of fun in this car. But as it is, even with its sport mode, the only thing you really notice in sport mode is, yeah, you do get a little bit more acceleration in that, but there's a gauge on the left side of the instrument panel,
right,
that when you're in sport mode suddenly becomes a tachometer, so you can see all the revs that you're not being able to exploit.
Well, I see.
Otherwise, when it's in regular mode, it has, you know, it has charge, power, and eco that show on the little thing. So it's like I said, if it were not a hybrid.
Yeah.
I mean, I have nothing against hybrids per se, but they're advertising this thing as being a hot little car. To be a hot little hybrid, that would be like the Honda CRZ. And it's too bad because otherwise it's a nice car. I would have enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, we'll see what Jim has to say in just a second about the Touareg Turbo Diesel. Here's Coldplay from Ottawa's Alternative Rock, Live 88.5.
But hey, good weather for us. Right now, 6 degrees, but a little windy in Ottawa.
And it's the Live 88.5 startup. Our Live 88.5 car crasher is Jim Bray. He does auto reviews for us. You'll find the written text at live88.5.com. What's next, Jim?
Well, I'm going to talk about a turbo diesel. This is the Volkswagen Touareg. It's their big SUV. Of course, they make the Tiguan, which is their smaller one.
Right.
But this is their full-sized one, 3-liter turbo diesel engine, four-wheel drive. And, you know, I have a new favorite SUV. I drove the new Porsche Cayenne V6 about 3 or 4 weeks before this one. And I'm a sucker for Porsches.
Yeah.
And I really like the Cayenne. But, you know, I like this Touareg better. Now, I drove the V6 Touareg also a couple of months ago.
Right.
But I would buy the diesel. Now, you look at the horsepower figure. It's 225. Well, big deal. That's four-cylinder territory now. But you look at the torque, it's 406 foot-pounds.
Wow.
Available.
Holy
from around
smoke.
1,750 revs. So you step on the gas in this thing, and boy, you're gone. But it's also just a really nice vehicle. I mean, Volkswagen makes some of the best interiors in the business.
Right.
You know, there are not a lot of buttons or knobs or anything. It's all accomplished mostly with touchscreen, and it's comfortable. Mine was the high end. They call it the exec line.
Right.
And that starts around $63,000, which is serious coin, and that's actually about $5,000 or $6,000 more than you can get into the Porsche with. But this one has more equipment, and I actually like the interior better than the Cayenne as well. I think I'm risking getting struck by lightning saying this, but this is really a very, very nice vehicle. And between the V6 gas and the V6 diesel, buy the diesel.
No kidding.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's just a really nice car. It had beautiful, you know, panoramic sunroof with glass over the second row of seats. Just, I could not find anything to complain about this. And boy, I went over it with a fine tooth comb because you got to find something to complain about.
Right.
I couldn't find anything except for the $63,000, I guess.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. You'll find a list of everything that we talk about and the people that we talk about at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. It's the Live 88.5 startup at 8:42.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is for executive.